Good morning, KC. Welcome to Monday. It is a Rocket and Trish show. It's cold outside, like 17. I went to my car. I went back upstairs and got a hat because my car was warming up. It is like 17 wind chills, like around like single digits.
Tara, did you get a hat?
I did not get a hat, and I don't think you need to bring that up right now, Teresa.
Well, now you got to tell people why you said that.
Tara claims that her head is too big for hats, which right. I don't believe, but she swears up and down.
I have a couple of knit hats that'll stretch over, but any kind of baseball hat, not a chance.
She said she even bought a special hat for big-headed people to wear in Mexico, but I never saw it.
I never saw her wear a hat in Mexico.
It's all true. I'll wear it in tomorrow.
All right. JT performs this Sunday at the halftime show.
That's right. Justin Timberlake is going to be an amazing show. He says he's leaving everything else behind. The other two times he appeared in the halftime show with Britney Spears and NSYNC and Janet Jackson, so this is going to be all fresh and all new, and we want to crash your halftime party. You could win food, drink from Dave & Buster's, and a 50-inch 4K TV.
I told you last week my buddy had his installed.
Mm-hmm.
He said it is the most amazing thing in the world. It's like super realistic.
You'll be able to reach out and almost touch JT.
All right, we'll say around 7:50 to 7:55 this morning.
Sounds good.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
The 60th annual Grammy Awards were live from Madison Square Garden last night, officially in the books.
Best rap song performance. Loyalty, Kendrick Lamar featuring Rihanna.
Best new artist.
Alessia Cara.
Yeah!
Best pop solo performance.
Shape of You, Ed Sheeran.
Best rap album award, Kendrick Lamar.
Best comedy album, Dave Chappelle.
Best country album.
From a Room, Volume 1, Mr. Chris Stapleton.
For the song of the year, That's What I Like.
The record of the year.
24 Karat Magic.
Album of the year.
24 Karat Magic, Bruno Mars.
Yeah, Bruno ended up being the big winner. He won in all the categories that he was nominated in. And really had one of the best performances that most people are talking about when he came out and sang Finesse with Cardi B. She is hilarious, by the way. Little Cardi B.
Yeah.
In a rainbow outfit, looking a lot like Left Eye from TLC.
You are so dead on that. I thought the exact same thing. I was texting back and forth with our friend Emily Cass, Miss Music.
Yeah.
The exact same thing. We're both saying exactly what you're saying.
When she opens her mouth, sometimes you're shocked, sometimes you just want to laugh. She was on the red carpet yesterday on the E! Channel, and I won't say exactly what she said, but she's nervous in her stomach and other private areas on her body. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, unfortunately.
And of course, the Me Too movement, Time's Up, very present last night. They gave out white roses. People wore white to show solidarity. Our very own KCK native, Janelle Monáe, got to give a speech, talk about the movement. I loved it. It was great. And she got to introduce a very special performance with Kesha. She sang Praying, but she was backed up by Camila Cabello, Cyndi Lauper, Julia Michaels, Bebe Rexha, Andra Day, all showing that they supported her with everything she went through with Dr. Luke.
I'm proud of who I am. No more monster, I can breathe again. Oh, and you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong. The best is yet to come. 'Cause I can make it on my own.
I thought it was a really beautiful moment.
I did too.
And kind of staying along those same lines with the Me Too, Time's Up movement, there are more allegations in Hollywood this morning. Nicole Eggert from Baywatch and from Charles in Charge, we know that she had a relationship with Scott Baio. She's talked about it for years. She's actually friends with his wife. She was on his reality show. But now she's claiming that it happened when she was a minor, starting when she was only 14 years old. Scott Baio says that is not true. He went on Facebook on Saturday to give his side of the story, says it was consensual. She was past the age of 18 and he has proof. And that she's changed her story over the years.
So my legal team wrote both of them formal letters telling them both and their representatives, if you have a claim, we told them to go to the police. They chose not to. They chose to go to social media with these claims. If you have a real claim, you go to the real people, not social media.
He also showed a transcript of an interview that she gave in 2012 where she said everything that happened between them was a lot more innocent than people made it out to be. Also, Allie Mills, she played the mom on The Wonder Years. She said recently in an interview that the show was canceled because of a suit that was brought up against Fred Savage.
Nobody knew whether or not The Wonder Years was going to be renewed. And that's because of a completely ridiculous sexual harassment suit that was going on against Fred Savage, who was like the least offensive, most wonderful, sweet human being that ever walked the face of the earth. So I just thought it was a big joke.
He was only 16 at the time. The network paid the woman a settlement, and they can't talk about it because of a gag order, but I guess that's over now. Tabloid Trash brought to you by The Maids, a one-of-a-kind home cleaning customized to your needs. Mention Rocket and Teresa, get 50% off your first cleaning. That's 1-800-THE-MAIDS or maids.com.
Mix 93.3 in Kansas City are disappointed that our team isn't playing in the big game this year. But we gotta admit, we're pretty excited about Justin Timberlake performing at halftime.
Hey, this is Justin Blake.
So we decided we'll just crash your party.
As long as I got my suit and tie.
Suit and tie? Optional. Our friends from Dave & Buster's will hook you up with the food, the drinks, and watch JT during his halftime performance. Just listen each weekday during the hours of 7, noon, and 5 for your chance to win.
Touchdown!
From the station crashing your big game halftime party, Kansas City's number one hit music station, Mix 93.3, powered by Dave & Buster's.